Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Thursday, February the 6th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, power-tripping police handcuff a life-saving firefighter. Then, alternative media forces Subway to remove harmful chemicals from their food. And snipers dismantle a California power station. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I can almost hear it now. Oh my gosh, I'm a secret agent.
Well, in a story that underscores the fragility and the vulnerability of our power grid, we learned today that in just 19 minutes, snipers destroyed 17 transformers. This is a story from Michael Snyder that appeared on InfoWars today. Now, Wall Street Journal also reported on this. They said the attack began just before 1 a.m. on April the 16th last year, 2013, when someone slipped into an underground vault not far from a busy freeway and cut fiber optic telephone cables. The attack was the most significant incident of domestic terrorism involving the grid that has ever occurred. That was a quote from John Wellinghoff, who was chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission at the time. Now, he's the one who released the information. He was concerned that it's been nearly a year, there's been no apprehension of anyone, and there's been no mention of this anywhere. This is a very, very sophisticated attack. The article goes on to say that evidence found at the scene included more than 100 fingerprint-free shell casings and little piles of rocks that appear to have been left by an advanced scout to tell the attackers where to get the best shots. This was out of commission, this electrical facility was out of commission for 27 days. It took a long time to repair this. This was not some vandalism. This was not hunters taking some wild shots at something. This was a very professional, very precisely timed operation. These guys left 1 minute before the police got there. So whether this was our government or another government, these were highly trained individuals. It looked like a dry run for something, whether it was a false flag attack or an attack from another country. We don't know. We'll wait to see what happens. Now, corporate media is telling us that Al-Qaeda, Syrian terrorists, are now threatening the U.S. and the U.K., but Kurt Nembo points out that there are some reasons to question whether that's really the truth or not. The group that is backed by NATO against Syria went to Facebook later in the day and stated that it had no intention of targeting Britain. They're based out of Britain. Now, these are our own CIA-grown terrorists, and even though they continue to threaten the U.S., according to the corporate media, what they said on Facebook later in the day, this group is called Riyat al-Tahid, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. They said they disavowed the threat on Facebook and said the group has no intention of attacking targets in Britain. And these pictures show the White House, but this is a British-based group. Now, we do know that spy agencies in the U.S. have been engaged in false flag cyber attacks. This is common knowledge. We know about the Stuxnet virus. We also know from Aaron Swartz before he was suicided as he was fighting CISPA. He said they're using cyber threats as an excuse to try to enact CISPA, which was going to be total control of the internet. And he said most of the cyber threats have been funded as well as originated from the U.S. NSA. Washington's blog points out that we've warned since 2009 that the government could be launching cyber false flag attacks in order to justify a crackdown on the internet and discredit web activists. That's exactly what Aaron Swartz had said. In another document taken from the NSA by Snowden and obtained by NBC News, an official said the unit's mission included computer network attacks. And he mentioned that among the methods listed in the document were jamming phones, computers, and email accounts. And this is the key point. Masquerading as an enemy in a false flag operation. Yes, they still do that. They didn't stop doing that in 1962 when they planned Operation Northwoods. That was when they were going to fly remote control passenger airliners into buildings and blame it on terrorists so that they could attack Cuba, not Iraq, not Afghanistan. The tactics remain the same. They're still engaged in false flag attacks. Now, look at this story from Politico that was on the Drudge Report today. They're pointing out that technology's biggest players are now hiring their first NSA lobbyists. This is Apple, Google, Facebook, and five other technology giants have banded together in their calls for surveillance reform, and they've now officially registered a Washington lobbyist on Thursday. That would be today. Now, of course, they're trying to pull back and save face because people all over the world, not just in America, but especially in Europe, are concerned that corporate information is being turned over to the NSA and to American corporations. They're concerned that the NSA is engaged not just in political spying, but in corporate spying. And of course, nobody wants all of their information read by the NSA, especially in other countries. So they're trying to save face. They're creating this lobbying group. But does it really matter? If Congress passes these laws, is the NSA going to pay any attention to it? The Congress is not informed by the NSA of what they're doing. The NSA doesn't pay any attention to the laws. If they do talk to Congress, they just lie to them, as James Clapper did. So maybe what these tech giants ought to do is just go directly to the NSA and start bribing them, because apparently Congress and the laws and the Constitution are totally irrelevant to the NSA. Now, in other internet news, Facebook is deploying robots to save Blu-ray from extinction. This is according to Wired Magazine. But it's not so much, they talk about the technical issues and how Blu-ray is falling out of popularity, and now it's going to be made popular again because they're going to use it to use long-term data storage. But there's something else that's very interesting in this article. They point out, and here's a quote from the article, those 1 billion users of Facebook generate increasingly enormous amounts of data, an endless stream of status posts, likes, comments, photos, and videos, and the team of engineers working under Facebook are always looking for ways to more efficiently store all this digital information, and it will use Blu-ray discs to store rarely used data that it's legally required to keep. With the legal stuff, you don't care about retrieval time, they said. You just want to have it there when someone asks for it. That's right. They're going to store everything. When they talk about all the data, that's your photos, your posts, everything they're going to save there for law enforcement. Because the only thing that goes down the memory hole is the government's information. Your information, they want to keep forever. And if they don't store it at their Utah data center, they're going to require Facebook and other companies to keep it there indefinitely. That's why they're taking it off of their servers and putting it on disks for indefinite retention. Now, we are having some victories. We had a major one this week. Earlier in the week, we had a food activist come onto the Alex Jones Show and introduce a petition that she had to remove a harmful additive from Subway's bread. And she got a record response from it. Here's what she said today.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. You know, what was so critical, you know, I launched the petition right about noon on Tuesday, and I was on this program, I think, within the next hour or two, and it was really fascinating to see all of your supporters and everyone coming over to join the petition, and I can't tell you how many personal emails that I got from the InfoWars folks to say, you know, they heard me on this program, they're so upset about plastic and their Subway sandwiches, and that they were going to speak out about it. So I just want to personally thank you and all of your listeners and everybody who follows InfoWars. Alex, your team and your support has been amazing. It is absolutely unheard of that any company has responded this quick in history, not to mention get 50,000 signatures on a petition within 24 hours. People were very visibly upset about this once they found out that Subway wasn't using this chemical for everybody else across the globe, but only using it for us. They were really upset about this double standard, not to mention that this chemical in bread is the same stuff in yoga mat on the bottom of your shoes. It causes cancer because when it's heated, it degrades into a carcinogenic compound, that it's linked to lung problems and an asthmatic trigger. People were very upset, and there was no way for Subway to hide.
Now, she pointed out she had never seen a petition grow so quickly, get so many signatures so quickly, and she'd never seen a company respond so quickly. They had not responded for quite some time until this petition began before it was launched on InfoWars. You can make a difference. You can take action if you educate yourself and others and get involved. And you need to remember that the FDA is not there to protect your food safety. They allow things in our food that they don't allow in Europe and Australia and Asia and other places. They're there to provide liability protection for these major corporations who are just putting these things in our food that are very dangerous just for cosmetic purposes, as we see this additive is. Now, in an article from John Rappaport that's on InfoWars today, he says that 297 scientists and experts have now signed a statement that they do not agree that GMOs have been proven safe. This was drawn up back in October the 21st of last year. He says, this explodes the myth that the science is settled. Since that time, 297 scientists have signed it. You know what? Science is never settled. Transgenic modification is a very dangerous thing. They're combining dissimilar animals as well as plants and animals are being combined. It's not settled. Now, in yet another amazing example of a power trip by cops, we see this article coming from Paul Joseph Watson. Cop handcuffs firefighter for trying to protect crash victims. And this, they said, this is ridiculous. The California Highway Patrol is arresting an engineer for where he spotted the fire engine, says a voice on the fire department's radio frequency. We're in the middle of patient care with patients on the freeway. We're trying to protect our scene, and they're putting him in handcuffs at this time. Now, this is similar to an incident that we saw happen a while back in Missouri. It resulted in a lawsuit for false arrest, and they collected $18,000 from the police. This is, in that incident, it was a fire chief who refused again to move the fire vehicle, the fire truck, because it was protecting the firemen as they were working on trying to remove someone from an accident scene, as you can see. We also see this with an El Paso reporter who was arrested for filming at the scene of an accident when he was nowhere near the accident. Nothing matters to the cops other than that their orders are obeyed. Well, stay tuned right after the break. Alex Jones is going to have a report on the government's involvement in the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. And Leanne McAdoo is going to talk to Bunny Hunter about the right to keep and bear arms.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
The tragic overdose death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, the Academy Award-winning actor, is an illustration of what a fraud the war on drugs is. He died, reportedly, of a heroin overdose of a particularly strong type, of course, out of Afghanistan, known as the Ace of Spades. And soon after, they raided and arrested four people in connection to selling him the heroin. Well, the heroin is processed out of opium that comes from Afghanistan. Before the liberation of Afghanistan in 2001, less than 7% of world opium production came out of Afghanistan. Today, it's over 93%, approaching 97%. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simply incredible. Because you have the war on drugs making the opium illegal so that the black market can be controlled by big banks and the government, and so they can shut down their competition while filling the prisons with the low-level dealers who are compartmentalized. Our troops, on record, grow the opium and protect it, and it's then shipped out of the country. The Russians have complained about this. The Europeans have complained about this. NATO is heavily involved in trafficking the narcotics out with the Pentagon.
The Taliban finances much of its operations by selling opium, which is grown from poppies, which are right now being harvested. So here's the question. Why are American troops now helping Afghan farmers grow that opium?
In western Kandahar, poppy farmers score, till, harvest their crop, and the Americans do nothing to stop them.
And in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And now, because the public's begun to wake up to this, they've hidden it in plain view with Fox News, ABC News, you name it, BBC, the list goes on and on, coming out and going, yeah, the troops kind of guard it. They don't like it, but that's their culture.
We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
And the Marines are doing the good thing. Dave, Clayton, and Allison, back to you guys in New York.
He just explains it better than we can ever read in any paper what a dilemma it is with the opium trade.
And they make so much money off the opium per yard there. They make so much money compared to those other crops.
They're not guarding it because it's the Afghan culture. They're guarding it because they're ramping up production, giving them the fertilizer to ship it in worldwide. $500 billion a year in opium profits alone. The British were able to bring down the Chinese government over a 50-year period because the Chinese made opium illegal. And so the British could infiltrate with it and make huge profits and buy off the local governments. That same system has been done by these offshore megabanks that are laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of the money each year. The police have been corrupted with asset forfeiture seizure. The list goes on and on. Think about it. Our government helps grow and ship the opium out of Afghanistan. And then at the same time has the nerve to arrest low-level dealers that sell it to people like Hoffman who tragically die. There is a scourge of heroin in the last 12 years flooding the world out of Afghanistan, and our criminal government, run by offshore megabanks, is at the wheel driving the entire thing. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, every week in the mainstream media, we're hearing stories about how guns are dangerous, we need to get rid of the guns, while stories of women, especially, being able to actually protect themselves and protect their families when they're at home alone are often overlooked. Specifically, just this last week, a few days ago, a woman in Michigan woke up in the middle of the night to find a masked man who had a gun and a machete standing outside of her window. And she went upstairs and got her gun. And while her children were asleep, her husband was away on service in Afghanistan. So she's home alone, and here's this masked man, and he's circling around her home, tapping his machete on the window. And because she had a gun, she was kind of able to play this game with him where he would step back a little bit and he didn't bother her until the police were able to get there. This is a perfect example of a woman who was home alone, her husband's away on service, or her husband's not there, her kids are asleep, and she needed to be able to protect herself. This is in stark contrast to that New Jersey mom that we heard of last year, who an intruder did come in her home and he viciously attacked her in front of her 3-year-old child. And that was all caught on a nanny cam. That woman was left completely defenseless. She was a completely defenseless victim. So I'm going to speak briefly with Bunny Hunter today. She is a women's empowerment activist, we'll say. Her YouTube channel shows a lot of videos of her shooting guns and being an all-around tough gal. She is going to talk with me a little bit about how important it is to have a gun in the home, especially for us ladies. Okay, so Bunny, thank you for joining us.
Now, thanks for having me.
It seems like the ultimate empowered woman, the ultimate sign of feminism, is to be able to defend yourself, protect your family, and protect yourself. So why do you think that feminists are so against being armed?
Well, I think with anybody, not just feminists, it has a lot to do with brainwashing, because there's no other rational explanation for it. The criminals have guns, the bad guys have guns, therefore we need to have guns in order to protect ourselves against them. In a perfect world, nobody would have guns, you know, whatever. That's a totally different scenario that's not happening, so we need not discuss it.
Right, and I've actually watched, you know, a lot of the videos on your channel, and you definitely seem like you could kick a lot of butts. Absolutely. So I'm new to guns, and I'm kind of on the search for something. So what would you recommend for a lady like myself? I mean, there's pictures of me with the 50 cal, and that's obviously nothing that I'm going to be shooting at home, but what would you recommend?
Well, definitely a revolver. That seems to be the number one recommendation for women first-time shooters.
And you would recommend that over something like a semi-automatic or?
Yeah, definitely, because it's a perfect starter gun. With a revolver, there's basically nothing that can go wrong. They're known for not having a lot of flaws, so it's just a lot easier. There's not a lot of recoil. I believe the one that's in the top running for women is the Smith & Wesson, the lady shooter, and they make them in pink, so, you know, it can help with girls if they're a little afraid of guns at first. You get something in pink, you're like, okay, I can do this.
Right, it seems much less scary, and I hate to be like that, but I am.
It's okay.
Jakari always makes fun of me because my first instinct when I'm grabbing a gun is to put my finger on the trigger, and that's just obviously a lack of training.
Right.
So, is there something?
Will you tell him to stop making fun of you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's what happens when you work with nothing but men. So
I feel you on that one.
So is there a specific crash course or some sort of training that you would recommend? You know, what do you have in your survival handbag?
Well, my daily handbag, I always have, if my weapon's not on my person, it'll be in my purse. I'll have extra rounds, extra magazines, a knife, flashlight, and a bottle of water.
You are tough. See, that's what I like, you know, to be able to still be a babe, but to defend yourself. I know Marco said if he was stuck in a dark alley, he would like to be protected by Bunny Hunter.
Very good. Yeah, a lot of guys will say to me, you know, oh, you're scary, you're intimidating, but it shouldn't be that way. It's only for bad people. Only bad people need to be scared of someone who's well-equipped and armed.
Right. The proper training is what what you would need to feel the most secure?
Anything that is promoted by the NRA, any type of training, they're the top when it comes to gun training. So pretty much anything, if you look, they'll be NRA certified, any type of certification that has to do with the NRA.
Okay.
But, and if you can't take it that far, your local gun range, they provide lessons as well. You just want to make sure it's not somebody that's new to firearms and it's going to teach you improperly.
So what do you think about this Stanford University law professor who has gone on to say that the Second Amendment, he said, permits strong gun control? He told a crowd that restriction has to be at the core of the right to carry a gun. What do you think about how people are trying to twist the Second Amendment?
Yeah, that's just insane. It was written a certain way, and there was no gray areas, and that's what our country was built off of, and consequently, that's what makes this country so great that everybody wants to come over here. So I think that the amendments need to be followed to a T, and there's no gray areas to do with that. Now, I did notice he said something about that we need not fear the military, they wouldn't turn on civilians, something to that effect. And he's making the mistake of grouping the military with the current administration. And I'm guessing he knows nobody in military because they do not support the things that the current administration does. Those aren't the same views. So we're not worried about the military turning on us.
Exactly. I mean, we have all of these non-law enforcement agencies buying up all of these the ammunition. I mean, now
the latest
is the post office.
Right.
So what do you think they need them for?
Well, I think that it's a typical bureaucratic BS, and they're, it's like Obama. I saw a picture where he had a picture of all his Secret Service, all armed to the T's, and him saying with a little post up top, guns are not safe. Guns are no good. Yet he's fully protected with guns. It's the same thing. They want us to not be, but they want to be. So there has to be something to that. It's not right.
All right, Bunny. So what can we look forward to next on the YouTube channel?
I'm putting a video out tomorrow, actually. So Friday, there'll be a new one. And after that, I have some footage. I was recently in Turks and Caicos, and I have some footage of ATV rides, Bunny Hunter flipping out on the island. So
nice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much for being like the absolute version of empowerment for women. I'm really glad to see you putting these videos out. They're getting a lot of hits. People are seeing that this is what true empowerment is all about. So
that's right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. See, nothing says femininity like field stripping an MP5 with a fresh coat of nail polish. Now, if you want to let the world know that they can come and take it, visit the InfoWars store and pick up this Come and Take It t-shirt. It comes in pink. Well, thank you all so much for watching the show tonight. I will be hosting the news tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, so be sure to tune in. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.